My name is Kelsey Aurelian, KECSIA, AURELIEN. This is from Miss Maureen C. Albright, MAUREEN, middle initial C, last name ALBRIGHT. This patient was seen on November 17th. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 4, Miss CKD. Has progressed from stage 3A. To stage 4 since the last visit. Period. The patient fluctuates between stages 2, 3A, and 3B. Period. We believe this could be interstitial nephritis secondary to prerenal azotemia. PRERENALAZOTEMIA related to joint injection medication that the patient receives every 6 weeks at the Joint and Spine Institute in Sebring. Period. The most recent injection was 2 weeks ago. Period. According to the patient, She was given iodine, and she believes there could have been an anti-inflammatory medication involved, along with steroids. However, she is not sure. Period. we will request the medical records from the Joint and Spine Institute to review whether the patient did receive any anti-inflammatory medications such as Toradol, T-O-R-A-D-O-L, or any iodine in the injection, period. If this is the case, we recommend the uses of alternative treatments to prevent further deterioration of the kidneys, period. The patient denies any recent uses of antibiotics, NSAIDs, N-S-A-I-D, apostrophe S, or any urinary symptoms such as dysuria, frequency, urgency, or pelvic pain, period. This CKD progression could have also resulted from hyperuricemia, with elevated uric acid of 9.9, as well as nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, period. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 40 from 37, creatinine of 2.1 from 1.1, and AGFR of 23 from 47. As previously stated, the patient's baseline is usually between 3A and 3B. However, she does fluctuate up and down between 2A to 3B. Period. There is unfortunately no labs available to calculate for proteinuria. However, the urinalysis does not reveal any activity in the urinary sediments. Period. She is euvolemic, EUVOLEMIC. and denies any symptoms at this time, period. Next line, hyperuricemia with uric acid of 9.9. We started her on allopurinol 100 milligrams daily. This elevation in the uric acid could be related to the drug combination of lisinopril and hydrochlorothiazide. So the hydrochlorothiazide is known to cause elevation in uric acid, period. We encourage her to decrease her intake of purine, P-U-R-I-N-E, rich foods, and provided her with the written information, period. We also discussed the importance of decreasing her uric acid level to a normal range of 6 or less to prevent crystallization of uric acid, to prevent uric acid crystallization of the joints, kidneys, blood vessels, and so on, period. We also discussed initiation of Krystexxa, Krystexxa, if the uric acid remains elevated despite the administration of allopurinol, period. The patient denies any history of cardiovascular issues, thus we may consider the Krystexxa if thus there is nothing standing in the way of starting the Krystexxa if necessary, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia with stable lipid panel except of mild elevation of total cholesterol of 232, period. We encourage her to continue a low-fat, low-cholesterol, and low-simple carbohydrates diet, period. She is currently taking Zetia, Z-E-T-I-A, for her hyperlipidemia, period. Next line, hypotension. The patient experienced a hypotensive event of with blood pressure reading of 81 over 54. Unfortunately, she is unsure whether or not this occurs on a regular basis because she does not monitor her blood pressure levels at home. Period. We repeated the blood pressure and the new reading was 98 over 56, period. She denies any dizziness or any related symptoms at this time, but does report occasional dizziness, period. We encourage her to drink an adequate amount of fluids to prevent dehydration, which could not only affect her blood pressure, but also her kidney functions, period. Next slide. GERD, G-E-R-D, which is stable on famotidine, F-A-M-O-T-I-D-I-N-E. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in 4 weeks to review the effects of the allopurinol and to repeat the uric acid level and kidney function, period. And